Hello, welcome, dear listener, to my podcast. My name is Kim Haoleng, and I come to you from Vilcabamba. In case you've never heard of Vilcabamba, it is a quaint little village in the southern part of Ecuador, close to the Peruvian border. What makes this little village special is not only the climate, it's all year around spring, but its blend of Ecuadorian people and an international community. Many people from around the world have been rooting here, and I think what binds them together is a sense of consciousness. Yesterday I went into town to do some groceries shopping, and the fun thing is that you can easily meet like-minded people on the street, have a chat. And the funny thing is, the topics of each conversation can range from talking about the weather to conspiracy to a healthy lifestyle to parenting, you name it. And that makes this place so inspiring and so differently. Yesterday I ran into an acquaintance, and he shared with me that he used to work as a gymnasium teacher, and in his work he did things differently, he told me. He said that instead of putting the students only onto their desk, he would change the room to make it more dynamic, to make it more inspiring, to make it more nourishing to all the students. He would invent new games to interact with them and also to learn, to teach the students a sense of working together, but also a sense of doing and acting out of the box. And I like that expression, thinking out of the box. But maybe better is to get rid of that box. And why it inspired me, his story, was that it reminded me of my own life's path. When I was, you know, young, in my teens, in my early 20s, I basically followed the beaten path. After my high school, when I graduated, I went on to college, I graduated. But the thing is that during those days, I started to discover to get rid of that box, to get rid of how things should be done in life. So it's a wonderful path. I'm still on that path. And I was wondering, dear listener, when were you thinking in new ways? When were you thinking out of this metaphorically box, or maybe getting rid of this box? Because I think it's super important, maybe even vital for our lives, if we can see things differently, if we can step outside of our comfort zone and try new things, basically. Because it is so, it can numb us down when we follow the herd or follow the beaten path instead of, you know, taking another turn, try something new. I believe that when one is open to step out of the comfort zone, to take another fork on the road, that new things will happen. not only new experiences, but I believe new ways of beingness, new ways of seeing things, new ways of thinking from the inside. So I'd like to ask you again, how do you walk your life's path? Do you dare to take another path than the beaten path? It doesn't mean that the beaten path is wrong or it's you shouldn't go there. No. What I'm saying is that sometimes in life it can be kind of refreshing to do things differently or to look at things in a different way. I remember the quote of the late wisdom teacher Wayne Dyer. He said something like, change the way you look at things, and the things you look at will change. A very simple yet powerful mantra, which we can integrate in our daily life. So perhaps you feel called to, maybe if you go to work, to take another route to your work. Or maybe if you work during the day, maybe you can change certain patterns or change the sequence of the work that you do. Maybe you can surprise yourself. And actually, that's what I'm doing right now. I'm stepping out of my comfort zone. I felt called to use my voice, and I don't really have a plan. I am just open to receive the right words to speak to you and to share my insights and to tie that in into a, you know, a beautiful story. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day. And I look forward to meet you again in my next podcast. Hasta luego.